People often ask me how to write numbers. Should they be spelled out or written as numerals, they wonder. Many seem sure there's a right way to do it, and they always look surprised when I tell them that there isn't. Editing styles contradict each other, and even, at times, themselves. Plus, the basic rules laid down by the style guides include a lot of exceptions. So the only way to write numbers exactly right, according to any specific editing style, is to check that style guide constantly. But not everyone wants to do that, and not everyone should. Most people just want to make sure that their writing looks good, perhaps resembling professionally edited writing, just without needing to be quite so in line with all the obscure rules. For those people, I have some basic guidelines to offer. The first thing to note is that book editing style tends toward longer forms, and news editing style tends toward shorter forms. So it's no surprise that the Chicago Manual of Style, which a lot of book publishers follow, prefers writing out numbers in many cases, while the Associated Press Style Book, which news and public relations organizations follow, is usually more fond of numerals. Let's take a closer look at both these approaches, starting with Chicago or book style. This style suggests you write out most numbers, but it makes exceptions for what we'll call weird numbers. Picture these and you'll see why. The number 100 looks nice and smooth on a page, as does the number 1, the number 3 million, and the number 40 billion. But picture the number 645 spelled out, and you can see why Chicago recommends numerals in this case. It's a strange number that takes more than a couple words to write out. So to follow book style, just write out every number that's nice and round and doesn't have too many words, and use numerals for all the odd ones. So when you write 1,000, you'd use words, but if you wrote 1,001, that's odd enough that Chicago actually recommends using numerals. A lot of books also use numerals instead of words for things like years, which is a fine choice to make too, as long as you're consistent. And note that when you're spelling out numbers, you do use a hyphen in numbers like 28, 35, 61, and so on. Basically any number between 21 and 99 that uses two words. Now, for AP style, the basic rule is this. Spell out numbers 0 through 9. For anything higher, use numerals. This may seem odd to you at first when you want to mix them up. For example, in a sentence like, I saw 9 birds and 10 horses, in which 9 is spelled out but 10 isn't. But if you start noticing how numbers are commonly written, you'll see this is pretty standard. Better yet, in the cases where it's just too weird, a lot of news editors will simply break the rule for consistency's sake, either spelling out 9 and 10 or writing them both as numerals. AP has a numerals-only rule for ages, even if they're under 10. So any person or thing that's 2 years old would get the numeral 2 and not the word. And, by the way, AP hyphenates age terms like a 2-year-old and 12-year-old, even when they're used as nouns. AP also uses numerals for many dimensions and weights. So if something's 5 feet tall, that's written with the number 5. Another big exception to AP's basic rule is that at the beginning of a sentence, you spell out a number, even if it's one that would otherwise be written with a numeral. And there's an exception to this exception if your sentence starts with a year. For example, 1977 was a good year for music, then you write the year with numerals. For fractions, it's a good idea to just spell out and hyphenate any fraction less than 1. 4/5, for example, would be spelled out and would contain a hyphen. But when the number is greater than 1, mixing a fraction with a whole number, as in 1 4/5, the easiest thing to do, really, is use numerals. Numeral 1 4/5. That is what AP suggests, and by the way, notice it's just a space between the whole number and the fraction. No hyphen needed. For very large round numbers like 4 million and 20 billion, AP recommends using a numeral for the first part, but spelling out million or billion. If you ever tried writing out all the zeros for one of those numbers, you'd see why this was the case. Regardless of your approach, the two most important things about writing numbers are readability and consistency, which is really just an aid to readability. As long as you have a basic game plan for dealing with numbers, and some contingency plans for when your basic plan doesn't work so well, chances are your numbers will come off as smooth and simple to your reader.